Hello, this is Sonic Boom Radio. I am Dr. Boom. Welcome to the program.
Testing, 1, 2, testing. Diane, it's 8 a.m., Seattle, Washington. As you have no doubt surmised by the clarity of this tape, I purchased a new Micromac pocket tape recorder, the Big Little Recorder, at Wally's Rent-to-Own, 1145 North Hilltop, where, as the sign says, a bargain is a bargain, no matter what the cost. For $21.89 cash. I decided to pass on the rent-to-own option, Diane. Leasing may be the fast track to an appearance of affluence, but equity will keep you warm at night. I have no doubt that this new model will prove to be an extremely useful tool in the investigatory process, where the most fleeting insight can be lost if your hardware isn't as solid as you're thinking. I have two stops to make, Diane. Woe's House of Cloth, where I'm picking up a new black suit, upping my total to 5, one for each day of the week, presuming I don't have to work weekends. Frequently not a safe assumption. $199.99, including alterations. Second stop, the Regional Bureau Office to pick up some files. Although I have wrapped up the Fiber Sample Procedures seminar I came here to conduct, it looks like I'll be heading east on a new case instead of back to Philadelphia. We'll fill you in on the details after I've been briefed.
How long we got?
60 seconds.
Bum. Love. 59.
Love me. Love me true. Truly as you do is love above all the other loves I've ever known. For you. How the return of ever after going to me.
You know, someone once said, actually, it was William Shakespeare, that he who loveth moi is worth two in the bush, and I know that you and only you, deep, deep, deep down inside, you love me more than you deeply love me true. And now, in German,
was the schooner Hesperus tale when she say, the skippy decked the door to bear him company, put her eyes the fairy flax at cheeks like dawn of May, and buzzing white and hawthorn buds that opened the month of May. And the skippy stood beside the helm, his pipe was in his mouth, he watched how the veering flood of flow, and the smoke now west, now south. The rumors spake an old sailor, sailed the Spanish main, and prayed them put yon a port afraid of hurricane. Last night the moon had a golden ring, tonight when moon we see, the skippy blew whiff his pipe and scoffed a laugh lightly, ha ha. Cauldron got louder, blew in the wind, the gale from the northeast, the snow fell a hissing brine, the billows fought like east. Down came the storm and smote him in, the vessel in its strength. She shuddered and paused like fighting steel and left the cable's end. Come hither, my little daughter, and do not tremble so, for I fear the weather, the gale, the wind to blow. He dropped a warm in the seaman's coat against the singing blast, could her open the broken spar abandoned to the mast. Oh, father, oh, father, I hear the church bells ring, what can it be? It's a fog bell on the rock bound coast and steered for the open sea. Oh, father, I hear the sound of guns today, what can it be? Some ship in distress, they can't live, ventures to anger sea. Oh, father, I see a gleaming light, I say, what can it be? But a father answered never a word, a frozen corpse was he. Then the maiden clasped her hands and prayed the savior she might be. And thought of Christ was still the way in the lake of Galilee. And fresh in midnight dark and drear for the whistling sleet and snow, like a sheet of ghost, the vessel swept towards the reef of Norman's woe. Daybreak on the bleak sea beach, a fisherman stood aghast to see the form of the maiden fair lashed close to the drifting mast. The salt sea was frozen on her breast, the salt tears in her eyes, and saw in hell like the brown sea weed and the billows fall and rise. Such was the wreck of the Hesperus, the midnight and the snow. Christ save us from death like this in the reef of Norman's woe. Oh.
C'est terminé.
Diane, 9 a.m. Preparing to board flight 210. Commuter flight, 15-seater. Arriving in Spokane at 10:15 a.m. One meal, breakfast. Eggs, sausage, toast, jam, juice, and the usual coffee-scented hot water. What airlines do to coffee shouldn't happen to a dog. So I'm packing a hot thermos from the commissary. Case number is 11219. You'll have a copy of the file on your desk by the time you receive this. Victim, 17-year-old white female, dead, bound, and wrapped in plastic. Cause of death, unknown. Says here she was the homecoming queen. Second victim discovered alive was found across the state line, which is why it's our business now. Suspects are in custody. We'll assess their value upon arrival. Diane, I understand the air is so clear out where I'm going that you can see across two states when it's not raining, which is most of the time. So I've packed a pair of the businessman's friend. Totes for the feet. I've been scanning active files for the region. Note possible correlation to a murder last year of one Teresa Banks in the southwest corner of the state. Had all the trappings of a serial killing, except for one, a second body. Maybe this is it. Teresa Banks died a year ago, almost to the day.
Your dark brown hat and deep blue eyes that shine under your spell when you smile. Kick off my shoes, I'm staying here with you. I'm staying here for a while. And you are mine tonight. One of those things that I've dreamed about. And in the morning, you'll be there in my bed. Come tomorrow, will you notice that I have been dreaming with heaven in my head.
Regrets? Oh, I've had a few. Then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. Saw it through without exception. Oh, I've lived a life this full. I've travelled each and every byway. But more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Airborne, at what the pilot unintelligibly assures us is 17,000 feet. Dozed through breakfast, and for obvious reasons am now awake. From the remains on the man's tray across the aisle, my stab at the menu was on the money, except they served bacon instead of sausage. Should be on the ground in 30 minutes, which will be about the time I empty my thermos, although the pilot did mention something about a storm front up ahead. Of course, statistically, when encountering weather aloft, the odds are in your favor in a smaller plane. Diane, time at this moment seems of little importance. If by chance we should not pass through this incredible maelstrom, you will find instructions for the disposition of my worldly goods and my remains, should there be any, filed under things to come.
My feet are small. They always have been. Squat, wide, and freckled, with a mind of their own. My hands are small. They always have been. Stubby fingers, bitten nails, freckled nibs with, yes, a mind of their own. My breasts are small. They always have been. Gnat bites, peas on a drum, 28B is how they've been described. They are freckled and have a mind of their own.
Diane, 10:30 a.m. Back on solid ground. I should say solid asphalt. I'm on my hands and knees in the parking lot of the branch office in Spokane. I'm picking up a bureau car.
No, I'm all right. Yeah, just thankful to be alive.
Looks like I'll be heading out Highway 2 due east. I've got about 2 hours of driving ahead of me that'll include lunch, one pit stop, and 2 cups of coffee. Unless I refill my thermos. And Diane, for the last 15 miles, I'm supposed to look out for deer on the highway. Man, wouldn't that be something?
Diane, 11:30 a.m., February 24th. Entering the town of Twin Peaks. It's 5 miles south of the Canadian border, 12 miles west of the state line. I've never seen so many trees in my life. As W.C. Fields would say, I'd rather be here than Philadelphia. 54 degrees on a slightly overcast day. Weatherman said rain. You could get paid that kind of money for being wrong 60% of the time. It'd be working. And mileage is 79,345. Gauge is on reserve. Riding on fumes here. I got to tank up when I get into town. Remind me to tell you how much that is. Lunch was $6.31 at the Lamplighter Inn. That's on Highway 2 near Lewis Fork. That was a tuna fish sandwich on whole wheat, slice of cherry pie, and a cup of coffee. Damn good food. And Diane, if you ever get up this way, that cherry pie is worth a stop. Okay. Looks like I'll be meeting up with the Sheriff Harry S. Truman. Shouldn't be too hard to remember that. We'll be at the Calhoun Memorial Hospital. Guess we're going to go up to intensive care and take a look at that girl that crawled down the railroad tracks off the mountain. When I finish here, I'll be checking into a motel. I'm sure the sheriff will be able to recommend a clean place, reasonably priced. That's what I need. A clean place, reasonably priced. Oh, Diane, I almost forgot. Got to find out what kind of trees these are. They're really something.
Look beneath the surface, see what you can find. Feel the real world underneath the image that's blinding. You think that the world exists just in your head. You say you don't care about living or about being dead. Those mystical illusions are gonna let you down. When you're in need, watch the gurus all leaving town. We're in this world, we're alive, we exist. And whatever we're seeing, there's more that we miss. So go beyond appearance, do what must be done. World is in constant change, and it's changing everyone.
Diane, 3:10 p.m., walking out of the elevator on the second floor of Calhoun Memorial Hospital, Twin Peaks. And if I'm not mistaken, the man approaching me wearing the gun will be Sheriff Harry S. Truman.
Body of the victim. What's her name?
Laura Palmer.
Laura Palmer. I got here before the autopsy. Diane, it's the same thing. I told you I had a feeling we'd see this again.
What do you got here?
Ring finger, under the nail. Let's see what he left us. It's an R. Diane, give this to Albert and his team. Don't go to Sam. Albert seems to have a little more on the ball. We need to bag and tag this.
Okay, Cooper. You're gonna let me in on whatever the hell is going on here?
Sheriff, we got a lot to talk about.
Do, do, do.
Now, Mr. Fisher, before I pull your tooth out, would you like a little something for the pain?
Yes, I think I'll have gas.
I'm sorry, sir, we've only got electric light. Now, if you want a tooth out, I'm the man to do the job. I make it entertaining, and I only charge 10 bob. When I pull, I play a melody, so every time you scream and shout, it sounds like harmony.
Diane, I've just opened Laura Palmer's diary. This is the last entry, dated February 23rd. It reads, asparagus for dinner again. I hate asparagus. Does this mean I'll never grow up? And then she's written, nervous about meeting Jay tonight. That's the letter J, Diane. Last entry. Well, that's something to get started on.
Yeah, that's 1 out of 26.
Diane, I've just turned back 18 days to day one. What we have taped to the page here is a plastic envelope containing a white residue and what looks to be a key to a safety deposit box. Sheriff, after you very carefully remove this key, I'm going to run this envelope. And my bet is it'll test positive for cocaine.
This is impossible.
You ever been surprised before?
Mr. Cooper, you didn't know Laura Palmer.
Let's get started on a court order to open that safety deposit box, and maybe we'll both find out a few things about Laura Palmer. Diane, I'm holding in my hand a small box of chocolate bunnies.
Thank you.
Diane, 9:30 p.m. Night has fallen hard in Twin Peaks. You're not going to believe this, but I'm actually looking at the Milky Way, which I can't recall seeing before in quite this extraordinary way. The night is painted with stars. I've just finished addressing the local citizenry on the need for caution and pulling together at a time like this. Have a list of people I'm going to want some background checks on, including a lady who carries a log. They call her the Log Lady. One suspect remains at large, James Hurley, a young biker who was secretly seeing Laura behind her boyfriend's back, a blowhard named Bobby Briggs. I anticipate that James will be in custody within the hour and probably released shortly thereafter. Serial killers don't kill their girlfriends. They prefer the company of strangers. He's out there somewhere, Diane. But a town like this is like a river. Lots of hidden currents and eddies, concealing their own secrets. I haven't even broken the surface yet.
I'm Dr. Boom. This is Sonic Boom Radio. For a list of all the songs we play, visit the website geosities.com/sonicboomradio. If you want to write to us, please do. Email us at sonicboomradio@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.